Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Dr. Leanne Catton has made it official. The medical officer of health for the Porcupine Health Unit says the measures and restrictions added 2 weeks ago in the battle against COVID-19 will be lifted at 12:01 a.m. Friday. She notes that a month ago today, the region hit its highest daily case count at 77. Today's is 6.
So we've done it. We've seen a tremendous decrease, and we're quite confident in the rate of this decrease and the sustained decrease that we've seen. So we need to move forward with that same abundance of caution so that we don't see a surge in cases from opening up and moving forward with more interactions.
Asked when we might move to step two, Catton says let's wait until we're in step one to figure that out. As mentioned, 6 new cases of COVID-19 were added to the PHU's pandemic tally today, bringing it to 1,978, 145 of which are active. 4 of the new cases are in the James Bay-Hudson Bay area, the other 2 along the Highway 11 corridor between Smooth Rock Falls and Matheson. The health unit and Cochrane District EMS are working together again today at a drive-through vaccination clinic on the grounds of Northern College. Health unit program manager Kendra Brunet says it's on until 6 o'clock, and she calms fears that it will be a repeat of last week's overwhelming response when the line had to be cut off late in the day.
I think it even exceeded what we were expecting. So we have increased our capacity and we'll be able to see more people much more quickly today.
The event is for first and second doses of Pfizer or Moderna vaccine, and you can get it all done in the comfort of your car. Time for certain 12 to 15-year-olds who got their first vaccine at least 28 days ago to book an appointment for their second. The full list of conditions for that age group is on mytimmonsnow.com. Finally, this afternoon, Alberta forest fires, 40 of them are in our region, helping their Ontario counterparts battle 3 blazes in the MNRF Cochrane sector. Combined, they're burning through about 520 hectares, with a hectare being a football field in size. You can get full details in an audio link on our website. Forest Fire Information Officer Isabel Chouinard says the hazard remains low to high in our region.
As always, we're reminding Ontarians, if you're encountering smoke or flames in a wildland area, please do report it to us by dialing 310 Fire if you're located north of the French and Madawa Rivers, so in your area.
South of those rivers, you can report fires by calling 911. For these stories and more, go to mytimmonsnow.com.